He's our man with all the New Zealand racing news. Mick Guerin joins RSN's Racing Pulse.
We usually have a chat to Mick Guerin on a Thursday, but with some tragic news coming through from New Zealand yesterday, we thought it was timely to get Mick on to pay tribute to young jockey Taiki Yanagida, who sadly succumbed to a shocking fall a week or two ago yesterday, and has become the first death since, I think, 2016 in a race fall from New Zealand. And Mick, I really appreciate you coming on. I know you've paid tribute to Taiki in a beautiful article that you've written, but for such a close-knit small racing community like New Zealand racing, no doubt this would hit very hard.
Yeah, morning, Michael. Big hi to everybody listening to your shows today. And yeah, it is. It's incredibly hard. And we know that the death of any jockey anywhere in the world is enormously felt in the industry worldwide, because we all know the risks that go with the job. But New Zealand is not a big racing community. In fact, professional jockeys in New Zealand probably number just over 100. Then there's apprentices and amateur riders. So it's a really small, tight-knit community. Michael, the last time we lost riders, jockeys, we've had two in the last sort of 15 years from race accidents, and both times are being jockeys who aren't as well known. Now, obviously, all human life is equally important. We realise that, and by no means are we same ones more important than the other. But the more known a name is, the more impactful that can be to people, because they feel they know that person. And Taiki Yanagida, even though he was born in Japan and spent some time in Australia, had become very popular and very well known in New Zealand because he was in our top 15 jockeys. So his name was a name that lots of people would see and recognise. So it was jarring on that front. It was a synthetic track accident. Horse got checked, Taiki fell, his helmet came off. This was last Wednesday at Cambridge. And then the horse following immediately behind him had no chance to avoid him. It galloped on him. Had Taiki survived, he had spinal damage, which would have meant he would never ride or, in fact, walk again. But he had brain damage, which was ultimately what caused the doctors, after talking to his family, his mum and one of his sisters had flown in from Japan to turn off his life support. They said his internal injuries were unsurvivable. So it's hard, Michael. It reminds you of what these people go through every day they go to work. We know this with Michael Walker last week. But it's also tough because Taiki was polite. He was a gentleman, a young man. He was a single man. He wasn't married. He didn't have any kids. But he was unfailingly polite, as so many Japanese people are. And he just created a really good impression in his 3 or 4 years. And you sort of end up thinking, well, you know, what could his career have held? What stories could we have written about him? How many more shows you and I could have spoken about him in the next 20 or 30 years, Michael? So it's a case also of what we have lost on the racetrack, and, of course, what we have lost off the racetrack. And a tough time for New Zealand racing. The Northern Jockeys room is a very small room. And this loss will be felt for a very, very long time in their ranks.
Yeah, just tragic, tragic thoughts with all of those who are friends and family. You mentioned Michael Walker. I think Michael's got some pretty big decisions to make too, Mick, with the situation he's in and the injuries that he suffered, especially to his head in recent times. And, gee, you couldn't meet a more unlucky jockey for what Mickey Walker's been through.
I've known Mickey a long time, a long, long time. And if there's one person I know in the jockey's ranks who could come back for this sort of stuff, it would be him. He's naturally tough. He's a tough person. And he keeps breaking things all the time. He's had accidents where he's fallen down mountains. We're hunting pigs. I'm not making that part up. It's actually true. So he could come back from it. Whether he chooses to come back, only Michael will know. And, of course, only he knows how the head is going to feel now or maybe in the months to come. But it's a funny thing with jockeys. So often you hear punters yell at jockeys and complain, and even trainers do it. The trainers complain, this jockey got it wrong and this guy got it wrong. I'm always being reluctant to do that as much as some other people do, because these are the only people, track work riders included, of course, who go to work, Michael, on race days and have a percentage chance of not going home. You and I don't. The trainers don't. The owners absolutely don't. And that's why I think if anybody has a way of trying to remember Taiki and Agueda and gaining something from his experiences, jockeys are human. They make mistakes, but they also take incredible risks, doing an amazingly difficult job, often when dehydrated. And the next time you feel like calling out a jockey or abusing them on social media or just unloading on someone because you lost your $10 or your $100, just remember that those people are Taiki and Agueda and his friends, and they've got partners, everybody too. So that's probably what I took away from it, is that we can't change this tragedy, but I do think racing often needs to change the way it talks about jockeys when they don't win, because we make them heroes when they do, but they're still exactly the same people whether they win or not.
Mick, are you out at Riccarton? We've got the Grand National run today.
Mate, I'm just landed in Christchurch. I'm actually heading to Greg O'Connor, my good friend, has his 50th birthday party today. So I'm heading to Riccarton. A rare occasion when I'll be having a drink. It's an unusual one. Actually, Mark McNamara has flown in from Hong Kong, so the voice of Hong Kong racing will be there, and an entire bunch of other idiots will be there as well, to be honest, Michael. And it's a bizarre one because the Grand National hurdles is on the grass, but the other nine races today are on the synthetic.
Yeah, right.
And that's the first time that's ever happened in New Zealand. So Jumps Racing here facing some real challenges trying to get the numbers. They've got this off the ground, and then Saturday they have the Grand National steeplechase. So glad the races are off the ground. Won't be betting today, Michael, because I may do something which I never, ever do. I do it one other day of the year. I might actually have a drink at the race. I'm not a guy who drinks on race day. On a good chance, Michael, that'll start about 2 o'clock today.
Oh, well, good luck. Just back Kevin Myers in the Grand National, I think you'd be right. He's got the first five favourites, 5 of 7 going around.
Yeah, he has. And this carnival, the jumping racing at this carnival wouldn't exist without Kevin, quite simply. He's a guy who polarises a lot of people because he doesn't talk to the media a lot. We had a fascinating interview with him on the radio a couple of months ago. Mm. But this carnival wouldn't exist. He lives in the North Island. He has sent these horses to the South Island, which is no small trip because there's an awfully big bit of water between them. So Kevin deserves the respect for keeping the jumping races at this carnival going. If he wins the hurdles today, that would be fitting.
Absolutely. Mick, you enjoy your social day today and we'll catch up soon. Any fallout from He's Our Bonnyvale on the weekend?
Look, we made a tactical change. We discussed it before the race to go forward because we thought the track was playing to the inside. Disappointing going forward. Probably over-raced a touch. That's our mistake. It wasn't the horse's mistake. He'll be ridden further back next time. And we do have one little secret left in the armoury when the blinkers will go on them, because the Siounis, wonderful horses that they are, do tend to find a length or two when the blinkers go on. So no need to panic. It will start 3 for us. We'll probably have 30 or 40 of them. So we're pretty relaxed about it. Had a great day at Flemington. Racing Victoria and the club there looked after us, an absolute treat. So the VRC did a fantastic job.
Good on you, Mick. Enjoy the day.
Thank you, mate.